Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." The following reflection is a tribute to Dr. King as a man of faith and prayer. This selection is a part of a series recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, in the spring of 2008, the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King. In demand as a preacher, speaker, lecturer, and revivalist, Dr. Frank Thomas, an ordained minister and pastor for 26 years, is the senior pastor of Mississippi Boulevard Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. Thomas regularly shares his gift of preaching in the Master of Divinity program at McCormick Theological Seminary in Chicago. His first preaching method book, They Like Never to Quit Praising God, The Role of Celebration in Preaching, was printed in 1997. He has also written What's Love Got to Do with It? Love, Power, Sex, and God, The Workbook, and Spiritual Maturity, Preserving Congregational Health and Balance, and many other books as well. And now a reflection from Dr. Thomas on what Martin Luther King Jr. teaches us about faith. Thank you for visiting www.explorefaith.org.
What have the words and example of Dr. King taught me about faith? That it would probably take me about 2 days to answer that question because his life was such a profound Christian witness to the gospel in this contemporary time that it's almost indescribable that a man could live the gospel this profoundly. So for example, to have a PhD and then to march and work for garbage workers, for example, here in Memphis, and ultimately to die in this fight for the rights of garbage workers. Most folks of us that have PhDs, we're not normally in the business of, you know, fighting for garbage workers. Some, but certainly not all. He was able to cross so many different levels of people, classes of people, races of people, white and black and poor. And I remember a particular scene in, I think he was in the jail in Birmingham, and he said to a white jailer, "You ought to be marching with us," based upon the wages that he was receiving. And, you know, so to have the ability to broaden, to make it an issue about segregation and voting rights and a lack of opportunity for African Americans, but also to broaden it to make it a human issue, a human rights issue, or a people issue, to move to the level of poverty. He crossed so many barriers, broke down so many walls, and really exemplified a kind of modern, contemporary Christianity that's relevant yet still biblically sound. So I value him tremendously. I respect him tremendously. I even went back to school and did a PhD in communication and rhetoric to study his speeches, particularly the last year of his life, from a Beyond Vietnam speech in Riverside on April 3rd, 1967, all the way to the I've been to the Mountaintop, which is here in Memphis, on April 4th, 1968. No, that's April 3rd, 1968. He was killed April 4th, 1968. So I'm very familiar with his words, and they're so important to me that I dedicated a significant portion of my life to understanding. And I just believe that he not only talked the faith, but he lived the faith. And I think he's such a relevant example for us today, because I believe the world is calling for the sons and daughters of God to arise, people who are willing to live the faith. We have a lot of people who talk the faith, but we're always surprised when people actually believe and live the faith. So I model, or at least I attempt to model, some of my ministry after him. And so I respect him and love him and appreciate him. And I think we've only scratched the surface of the words that he spoke and the meaning that they have and the actions that he exhibited. There's this quote, gosh, it's in Stephen Oates' biography of King in 1982. Let the trumpet sound. And I know I'm going to get it wrong because I wasn't planning to quote it, but he says, he came down out of the academy, stepped down out of the pulpit, and marched his way to glory. And so that kind of symbolizes for me the connection between saying and doing, you know, coming out of the pulpit, marching, walking, picketing, protesting, speaking but doing. And I think that's why I find him such an amazing figure in American life and in world history, that there was this oneness of word and deed.
This reflection was brought to you by explorefaith.org, a nonprofit ministry for anyone seeking a path to God. Please visit us at our website, www.explorefaith.org.